I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. After a week of legal wrangling that went all the way to the Supreme Court, football player Maurice Claret will not get into this weekend's NFL draft. He lost his appeal to force pro football to change its rules and allow him to play, even though he's only 2 years out of high school. Many sports fans across the country are on Maurice's side, but as NPR's Janet Babin reports, in his home state of Ohio, a lot of people see things differently.
Just a few years ago, local and national fans alike revered Maurice Claret's fearsome talent. In high school, he was named Offensive Player of the Year by USA Today. As a freshman at Ohio State, he scored the touchdown that gave the university its first national title in 34 years. But even as he performed on the field, he became a public relations nightmare for Ohio State's administration. At a 2002 news conference, Claret blasted the university for not allowing him to attend the funeral of a good friend. Ohio State officials said that the proper paperwork had not been filed. Last summer, the running back ran afoul of National Collegiate Athletic Association rules after he told police his car was broken into at Ohio State's practice facility. Columbus Dispatch sports columnist Todd Jones says Claret claimed that robbers stole thousands of dollars in cash and merchandise.
He was later charged with lying about the worth of everything that was taken, and that kind of led to what the NCAA said, well, what's going on here? Why do you have all this stuff in your car, and whose car is it, and why are you getting this money?
Claret ended up suspended. Many Ohio football fans still haven't forgiven his attitude toward the university. Steve Conrad is program director at Columbus radio station WTVN. He says whenever station hosts talk about Claret, people call him to complain.
There's a group of fan supporters that view what he chose to do and the path that he chose as being anti-Ohio State, and they're not real supportive of him any longer.
That was the general feeling among football fans enjoying lunch at Cleveland's Winking Lizard Sports Bar. Jason Schaefer says at 20, Claret might be too young for the rigors of such a hard-hitting game.
He heard a lot of Ohio State fans, and I think his britches are a little too big. I don't think he's the next coming of God in a football helmet.
Claret's talent emerged from his poverty-stricken roots in a section of economically depressed Youngstown, Ohio. Empathy for his situation can sometimes appear to run along racial lines. Outside the sports bar, a baseball game blares from loudspeakers. Walking by, Charlie Worthy says it's wrong for the NFL or the Supreme Court to deny Claret the opportunity to play his game.
That's just like if someone was going into this restaurant to eat and had money to eat. And they say, well, you can't eat in this restaurant because of this reason or because of that reason. You shouldn't deny nobody of something that they love to do. That's taken away from his dreams and the things he worked hard for.
For now, Claret won't get the chance to show off his talent in tomorrow's NFL draft, but he might be able to take part in a future supplemental draft. College rules forbid him from returning to any university football program unless the NCAA approves an appeal. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.
In a related story, pro football player Pat Tillman made big news last year when he walked away from his multi-million dollar contract with the Arizona Cardinals to join the Army and become a Ranger. There are news reports today that Pat Tillman has died in combat in Afghanistan. He was 27 years old.